Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday, bonus day, and we've got a special meditation for you. This one picks up on the conversation we had on the show on Monday with Emiliana Simon Thomas about all of the science that very strongly suggests that compassion is something that leads to greater happiness, and that compassion is a skill that can be cultivated. So how exactly do we cultivate that skill? That brings us to today's bonus. And the meditation is guided by Diana Winston, who's been on the show before and is one of the teachers on the 10% Happier app. In fact, this meditation can also be found on the app. In it, she guides us through a practice designed to get us out of our own selfish concerns, out of our own heads, and get us focused on the needs of others, developing, again, the skill of compassion. So here we go with Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and this is a practice for cultivating compassion. This practice requires that in a very gentle way, we make contact with another's suffering. By making contact, it allows us to break down the separation between us and them, the sense that they're suffering, but I'm separate and unaffected. It also softens the sense of focus on ourself. As we practice this meditation, go slowly and simply be curious about your experience. So let's begin. Find yourself in a comfortable posture. If you wish, close your eyes. If you don't want to, you can keep them open by just looking downward. And we can begin by settling in and taking a few breaths to just bring some calm and stabilize our mind a little bit. Notice what you're feeling inside you, letting whatever is here be here. Now let's bring to mind someone you know who's having difficulties in some way, someone it's been easy to feel compassion for in the past. This could be a human or an animal. Have a sense of or see or feel that person or animal in front of you. And you might even reflect for a moment on what it is they're suffering from. As you recall this, what do you feel inside? Maybe some sadness or worry. Let yourself take in their suffering in a very simple way. So as you breathe in, imagine making contact with their suffering. And don't worry, you're definitely not really taking it in, just in your mind. So as you inhale, you're making contact with their suffering. And as you exhale, have a sense of sending out compassion. And we can say some phrases. May you be free from your pain and your sorrow. May you be free from your suffering. I care about your suffering. You can repeat these phrases a few times. And notice what happens inside you as you do this. How are you feeling as you offer these words and this feeling of compassion? Let whatever is here be here for you. Now let's see who else you might want to extend this compassion towards. It could even be yourself. So imagine another person or animal in front of you. Perhaps a more challenging person. Person that it may have been a little bit more difficult to send compassion to in the past. And that could be yourself. What is this person or animal suffering from? You might have a sense of their suffering surrounding them in some way. And as you inhale, gently, gently make contact with it. Let yourself connect with the fact that they're suffering. And then as you exhale, imagine sending out compassion. May you be free from your pain and your sorrow. May you be free from your suffering. I care about your suffering. May your suffering be eased. Use whatever words make sense to you. May you be free from your pain and your sorrow. May you be free from your suffering. I care about your suffering. May you be at ease. May your suffering be eased. You can repeat these phrases a few times. And also notice what you're feeling, because you may be feeling compassion, you may also not be feeling it, or you might be feeling something else. Notice what it is that's present right now. letting whatever is here be here. And you might say, for whatever it is I'm feeling, may I hold this too with kindness, with awareness, whatever I'm feeling. Cultivating compassion feels like a doable response and can transform us, whether or not the person we're thinking of feels it. And if it feels challenging or hard to do, it doesn't have to be a practice you continue with at this time. So whenever you're ready, let's notice our feet on the floor. Take a breath or two, and you can end the meditation or open your eyes.
Big thanks to Diana, and I should also say that she is the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. And as I've mentioned, she's been on the show before, and she's a teacher on the 10% Happier app. And if you want to hear more from her, go check out the app. We'll see you back here on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.